Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and joining me as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, mate?
Oh my God, I'm so tired. The combination of baby and hangover and drunkenness is not good, Jono. It's not good. Just a trap for all the young players out there.
I'm working on drunkenness tonight after the craziness of work the last few days.
I'm drinking frickin' green tea with lemongrass.
You're that bad?
I've been on the tea kick lately. I quite like my tea. But I don't know. This is killing me.
Well, I've got a half a stubby here and a glass of red lined up right behind it, ready to go as we are recording right now.
Well, you got two hands. That makes sense.
Damn straight. excuse me. But moving on to the news of the day, come out today, Sean Higgins has been found. It's not a corky he's copped, but it hurt a bung knee. He's done meniscus. He's out for 12 weeks. And he's now on the long-term injury list with Farron Ray being upgraded there this week.
Yeah, so that's pretty bad news. He'd had such a good run for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's right. He had a great year last year and was doing pretty well this year. But, the old Sean Higgins curse has finally struck him. So that's going to take him to, about round 20? So
yeah.
Into your finals, so looks like pool action there, I would say.
Well, it's going to be hard because, I mean, if you're playing, especially for the leagues that play matches over the buys and are playing, like, you know, I know your ultimate footy has the deeper bench, so maybe if you're playing in one of the leagues that has a shallower bench, it's going to be really hard to keep him over the buys if he's not going to be back until sometime during the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I think you have to get him.
Well, I mean, if I was playing in, say, a deeper, like I had a three or five, well, what do they have? Four emergencies in the five-man bench. Yep. If I was playing in that, in Ultimate, if I could stash him, I probably would. But in the shallow bench leagues, I'd just be piffing him.
Yeah, absolutely. And also came out today that Fife is gone for the rest of the season. Big shock there. Ross Lyon playing for that number one pick.
Looks like he'll get it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. With the when we get to the team drops in a couple of minutes, some big changes there. But
man, imagine you could go back in time and lay some money on Frio for the spoon.
Oh, it would be about $400 or something, 500 to 1.
It'd be pretty long.
Yeah, and interesting article today. Dane Zorko says he's sick of losing the Brisbane Lions. Well, Dane Zorko, maybe you should have done the rest. Like the rest of the Lions players, and move to a better team instead of sticking around and signing that contract. But he says it was the midfield group that let the team down against Port. No, it was the whole team that let them down last Sunday night. So suck it up, Zorko, even though I like him.
Man, you got to love Dane Zorko.
Yeah, having a great year. And just for... indulge my Bulldogs love here. Umpire Pennell, the one who paid 17 free kicks to the Doggies on Saturday night, is laughing off criticism and says there's room for improvement in his game. I don't know if that means by paying more free kicks to the Doggies. I don't know.
That's, yeah. He's got some things to work on. That's the first step towards admitting you got a problem, yeah.
Well, he says he reviews his own game and then sends the tapes into umpire HQ and they reviewed the game. They said it was all good. Except for
what the hell are they going to say, Jono? Yeah, Pennell clearly favoured one team over the other. There was about eight that weren't there. They're not going to say it. They're not going to throw him under the bus.
They said one or two. So
one or two.
And in a good news story, Tim Moore, the forgotten man of the GWS, because I certainly forgot about him, finally going to play his first game this week, hopefully. He's been named after back-to-back knee reconstructions. Missed a total of 665 days of football. So, long time out of the game, and it's good to see him back.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
Yeah, especially with Phil Dale going down, so he's going to take that full-back position.
Oh, my God, Phil Davis, why can't he get a clear run at it? He's killing it.
Yeah, he was awesome until he got that hamstring injury, but that opens the door for Timmy Moore.
There you go.
And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to where we are at the Draft Doctors, at the Draft Doctors, and you can ask us anything in regards to tomato sauce or couches or even sweet potato.
People can even ask fantasy draft related questions.
Yeah, that too. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Or head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Ask us anything you like. Hit the like button. Hit us up.
Tell us how to improve the show as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Love the listener feedback and the reviews also on iTunes. Hit the like button there, the review. And takes 5 seconds and we're happy to read it out.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a review this week?
We have a review, but I want to leave it for the mailbag at the end because it's really a question as well as a review. So,
okay,
we might do that. Do you think? Yep. Should we do it now?
Do it now.
All right. Well, Leather Couch Man reviews us and he says, "This podcast is pinging." Is that you, Jono? You live in Cranbourne. There's lots of drugs. Really?
I haven't seen them. Yeah. I'm on the edge of Cranbourne. I'm the good side of Cranbourne, not the bad side.
The good side of Cranbourne?
Yeah, I'm on the border with Lang Warren. So.
There's just flaming cars.
Yeah.
Says, really enjoying the podcast, girls. Definitely aimed at you. Serious question. Would you rather be friends with the Donald Trump, or Relton Roberts, former AFL player?
Ooh, man. A hamburger on the sidelines or the hair that looks like a hamburger. Tough one.
I do love a burger, Jono.
I do love a burger. I reckon Relton knows where to get a good one. I'm going to go Relton Roberts.
Yeah, I'm on the other side.
Well, you're going to befriend the Trumpster.
I'm going to befriend the Trump because I don't know if he still does, but he used to have a casino and he ran the Miss America pageant. Like, you know.
I've been to the Trump Casino. It's uninspiring.
That's still a casino. Yeah. And Miss America pageant, come on.
I suppose he'd... Ooh, yeah. Venezuela or Miss Colombia.
I don't think Relton Roberts has got the ins on a... You know, Miss Texas or something. Yeah.
No, I like Relton. Stick to the Aussie flavour. Forget Trump. No one likes him.
Well, I'd take Trump. I'm friending him up.
Oh, I'm friending Relton because I think he needs a... After that epic one game of football.
Oh, well.
But moving on now to the ins and outs of the week, starting off with the Crows, Geelong, McKay with a hamstring injury in Malira. For the Cats, Nokia Kakatu out with a knee injury, McCarthy out with an ankle in Buse and Gregson. And then moving on to the Saints, not the Saints, the Bombers in North Melbourne. You got Courtney Dempsey out with a hammy. It's not good because he was playing some pretty good football.
Oh, what a shock. Courtney Dempsey plays well, gets injured.
Story of his life. That's the title of his book, isn't it?
Pretty much. Jesus.
Simpkin out, Gwilt rested, and McKernan's done a quad. In comes Ambrose, Langford, Parrish, and McKenna. Parrish there if you play in the salary cap format. And for North Melbourne, out Wells with an injury, who's playing pretty damn good football up until that. The burrito is being managed, and Higgins out with that knee, as we mentioned earlier, and in comes Lindsay Thomas, Magic, and McKenzie.
Yeah, not a lot of interest, maybe. I don't know if you thought Lindsay Thomas could kick a bag against Essendon, but other than that, I'm not too inspired.
No, and moving on down to Tassie on Saturday Arvo with the big news. Cyril Rioli out with a family illness in Sam Mitchell, who does like to play against Freo. And for Freo, you've got Pavlich rested, Zach Dawson out, and the big one, Michael Barlow dropped. People are just in that trade button right now, I would imagine, if you're playing the salary cap games.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in Pierce, Clancy Pierce, because they've got about seven of them, and Zach Clark comes in, so that could hamper Jonathan Griffin's score, which we spoke about on Monday.
Yeah, it's really that's some really bad news for Jonathan Griffin. We know he scores well on his own, doesn't score well, obviously, with the split ruck time. But I'm excited to see Clancy Pearce. We know when he plays, he generally scores pretty well.
Yeah, if he's not playing that tagging role.
Yeah, well, I don't think he will. I don't think they're going to bother tagging.
No, I suppose they are tanking. What's the point?
Yeah.
And moving on to the GWS Gold Coast game. As we mentioned before, Phil Davis out with a hamstring and Toby Green out with soreness, who was also going pretty well up until last week. And in for his first game, Jacob Hopper, big run, and Tim Moore, as we spoke before.
Yeah, now, that sounds like a management issue with Green, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But geez, I'm loving having Rhys Palmer.
Yeah, you lucky SOB.
Yeah, I think if he's still on your waiver wire, I think he's a great add. You know, with what's his chops, Devin Smith being out, you know, I really think he can produce some pretty good scores, especially in the Supercoach format.
Yeah, absolutely. So great pickup there. I don't know if you got him on the list for our lately pickups later on, but certainly chuck him on now. But out for the Gold Coast, Rosa with that hamstring, Garland out, Shade out, Sexton out with an arm, Charlie Cameron with a knee, Dan Curry with a hip. So a big injury list there and a few dropped. And in comes in Archie, Nipples, Brooksby, Matera, Shaw and Leslie. So good matchup. Tommy Nipples again. Mumford? Yeah, probably not. But
probably not, no.
But yeah. Keegan Brooksby, yeah, can do all right, but I wouldn't be picking him up.
Yeah, I'm not. There's no interest for me there. I mean, it's really the news is probably Sexton out and Rosa out. That's it's not great. There's no interest in me.
Dan Curry did pretty well last week against Goldie as well.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. But teams are really struggling to score well in fantasy against the Giants. So I really got very little interest in this game.
Yeah, big time
on the Sun side. Sorry, I should say.
And moving on to. And at the Gabba, you got the Lions v Collingwood with, as we knew last week, Tom Rockliffe went out with that hamstring. He's looking to miss 2 weeks, they reckon, minimum or maximum 2 weeks, but never know with hamstrings. And Mr. Two Name, Harris Andrews, out with a foot in Source Merritt and Louis Taylor for a bit of pace. And for Collingwood, in Travis Barker after that hamstring injury, Sinclair and Taylor Adams back out. The Ghost, Ben Reid with a shoulder, Broomhead with an ankle, and James Aish dropped.
Yeah, that that back line's looking pretty shonky, man.
Oh, big time. So I'm going to guess that Howe does go back and play that tall man defender this week.
Oh, it's, yeah, I mean, the back line is just horrific.
Certainly, they've just been decimated this year.
Like, if I had a... Like, I mean, Josh Walker could potentially score well against them.
Well, I've got a nice little for our late week pickups. I've got a bit of a surprise later on, so just watch and listen.
Watch and listen.
Yeah, we're doing video, aren't we?
Watch and listen. Jesus, I'm gonna remember that.
Mate, I've been exhausted. Yeah. But moving on to Richmond and the Sydney Swans, big in for the Tigers with Rant back and. Grimes coming back in, and also the big news coming out today, Camden McIntosh doing a pretty bad ankle at training. He's out for 8 to 10 weeks. So not good at all for McIntosh there. And George Costanza's brother, Jason Castagna, out.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I mean, obviously McIntosh is bad news. He was doing pretty well. But Rance and Grimes, man, look for we said it. If you can find a trade for Bashahuli, I'd be out there doing it. I expect his scores to get a bit more consistency now that Richmond are really filling their team out.
Yeah, especially in their back line where they're hurting. All we need now is Yaron and they'll be right.
Yeah.
And for the Swans, Robinson out and McGlynn also with a cork thigh and shoulder. In Teddy Richards and Dean Towers. So going a little bit tall there for the Richmond forward line.
Yeah, that makes sense. Richmond have got some... you know, quality tools. Yeah. So, but one thing we know, you know, we'll talk about it in late week pickups, but I like the idea of Laidler and Mills this week against, you know, Richmond are very Riewoldt centric, so defenders are scoring well against them. So,
wonder if Eddie Riewoldt can replicate that score like he did before he got busted in the face against West Coast.
Who's that? Sorry,
Teddy Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Put that 130 or whatever before he got kicked in the face or whatever.
Yeah.
And on the extended benches for the Carlton Port Adelaide, you got White, Buckley, and Graham. Graham is an interesting one because it could be a pretty good contested ball. And ooh, if you got Jackson Trengove, they've brought in Dougal Howard.
I don't expect him to play.
And Sam Gray and Amon also in on the extended. So watch and see for these teams on Friday. And you got the Doggies v Melbourne. Out Dean Kent with a back injury. You got McDonald, Oscar McDonald, that is. Neil Bullen, Saylor, and Grimes also back in. Didn't even realise Grimes had been out, but oh well.
It says a lot about Jack Grimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Interchange. Yeah, it's Grimesy. Out for the Doggies, he's only Marcus Adams with that finger, which he only be 1 to 2 weeks, but in is Bailey Williams, Lin Jong, Honeychurch, and Dunkley on the extended bench. You'd probably think Williams, if he's a defender, would come in for that one. And for the Eagles and the Saints, you got Lewis Jatta dropped. And on the extended, you got Butler, McGinnity, and Bunnell, Tom Cole. And for the Saints, you got Dylan Robertson named. Oh, that's good. Good for a defender. That defender pool to be thickening up a little bit, but out Sam Fisher with soreness and Minchington also out with Sinclair, Templeton, Murdoch, and Lewis Pearce, new for the Saints, if he's playing.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Jack Sinclair get back in. He's doing some nice things, I think.
Mm. And hopefully Robin can get back to where he was last year.
Yeah.
Because we certainly need defenders.
We do, no doubt.
We do. But moving on now to our captain's lounge, where we go through just a few people we'd like to captain this week. And starting off for me, Callum Ward versus the Gold Coast. Super coachy, average 112, dream team 106. His last five in both forms, 120 and 117. So quality if you're a Callum Ward owner right there.
Yeah, it's a great pick. I like that. You know, and as usual, we will mention that we're not picking the absolute obvious ones like your Dangers and Scotty Pendlebury's, but...
Or your Goldstein, who scored 200 last year against the Bombers.
Yeah, I get the feeling I might be putting the C on him, Jono.
Yeah, because you somehow swindled Goldstein in our league of records.
That was a fair trade.
It was a fair trade.
I've got Joel Selwood, actually, as my number one captain. Against Adelaide's the team he actually scores the best against in the entire league. He's played him 11 times. He's only missed turning up once.
Wow.
I think all the focus is on danger. I can see Selwood just going bonkers.
Yeah, I actually picked Selwood in my perfect nine for this week because on that same reason that they're going to be danger-centric, so Selwood's going to get it all.
Yeah.
My next captain, this guy's got a pretty good record versus the Saints. That's Matthew Prittis, averages 111, super coach, 104 dream team, but his last five is 125 super coach, 110 in dream team.
Wow.
Yeah, like we know Prittis is not a big dream team scorer, but that's huge for Prittis.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's massive. You'd have to have a bit of trust on him after his last few weeks.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're back at Domain Stadium playing the Saints. I mean, they should romp it in by 10 goals, you would think.
Well, they romped it in against Collingwood by 10 goals, but he still didn't. Oh, no, I'm with you. I'm just saying you have to have a bit of bravery because he didn't exactly tear Collingwood up.
That's true, yeah.
So
the Saints are pretty good at locking a game down, making it a bit contested, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, my next choice is Luke Parker. Obviously, having a great year. Got a great like you know often it's hard to pick out the one Sydney mid who's going to destroy it when they basically all do every time. But he's got a great record against the Tigers, and you know, I just think there's a little bit of bounce back factor as well for him.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to be hard for all those Sydney mids to score 1, 20, 30, 40 each week. So I can definitely see Parker coming back. But this bloke coming back in after his little rest from last week, loves to play Fremantle. 116 overall average in Supercoach, 100 in Dream Team. Sam Mitchell, 108 both formats in his last five against the Dockers.
Yeah, how could you not love Sam Mitchell?
Yeah, and especially with Hodge out and Lewis Semi getting back to his best, I can see him tearing it apart.
Yeah, for sure. I got Adam Treloar as my next choice. One thing that's getting lost in Collingwood's terrible year is actually how well Adam Treloar is going.
He's got a nice, 102 or so average, so doing well.
Midfielders are scoring well against Brisbane, and Treloar's last couple games against Brisbane have both been pretty handy scores, but everything's north of 115, so yeah, Treloar.
The next guy I'm going to pick, he's only played this team once. Patrick Cripps, he's only played Port Adelaide once, but he scored 136 in Supercoach, 128 Dream Team.
Wow.
So if you've got some kahunas, put him up there and put Patrick Cripps in. He's been in some pretty good form this year, so if you want to roll the dice, put on Cripps.
Yeah, I love that. Also, you know, no Robbie Gray back this week, so
no.
Why not?
There was a chance he might have played this week, but obviously not.
Yeah, my fourth choice is Luke Dalhouse against the Demons. Both games against the D's last year were huge. The D's paid more attention to the Bont.
Yep.
Mid forwards are doing pretty well against the D's, and you know, he's just in ripping nick as well. So I think, you know, Dalhouse is a bit of a, you know, it's a bit left to center, but that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Love. Yeah, I mean, sensational form. Another one for me. Another Carlton player is Mark Murphy. Only averages 99 and 95, you think, why? But in those, in his last five, he's there was a 27 and 24, so I'm not too sure if he was injured in those games, but he has produced some big scores against Port Adelaide in the past, and could have been another left-of-field one there for Mark Murphy owners.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good call. Always like to go, listen to the show, know I like to go for a bit of a roughie as my fifth choice. This week I've actually got two because I just couldn't split them because they're both, it'd be hard to pick them unless there was nothing obvious or whatever. But Montagna.
I was having that myself today actually, just see what he was like. And yeah, he doesn't mind playing the Eagles, does he?
No, he doesn't mind playing the Eagles. He doesn't mind playing the Perth. He's got a 170. I know that was 6 years ago, but you know, that's a bit of a smoky. And the other smoky is Ben Cunnington.
Really?
Yeah.
His favorite player?
Yeah, you know, we're not like, I mean, you know, he's a good player, but he's not a great fantasy scorer.
No.
But just the mids are just playing, are scoring so well against Essendon. With Wells out, I feel like this is a real opportunity for Cunnington to just destroy the contested ball, get a billion. You know, Essendon are playing that lockdown-ish sort of game. A lot of tackles.
A lot of tackles and contests and clearances for him to get. So.
Yeah, I really feel like Goldstein will just destroy the ruck. Like you mentioned, he hit that two whatever he scored last year, 200 in Supercoach. Yep. I feel like this... If you, you know, if you've had a few injuries, maybe you just got unlucky and you got like Fife, Robbie Gray, and I don't know whoever else, you know, and you need a win, it's an option.
Yeah, my roughie, as we've spoken about before, those small forward midfielder types love playing Collingwood, and that's Dane Zorko.
Yeah, great call.
He's only averaged 96 and 88 overall. But in his last three in Supercoach, he's averaged 122 and Dream Team 108 with his biggest scores of 162 and 130, I think it was 2 years ago. So, as we've seen, those small forward type, midfield type have just been destroying Collingwood. I can see him doing it again there. And I've actually put the C on him in our listener league this week.
Yeah, well, he's having a ripping season. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so loving that pick for Zorko owners. Have you got one more?
No, that's it for me. I got my... Well, I even did six. I gave a bonus one out this week, so...
Bonus? I think we both did it this week, so... Enjoy, listeners. But moving on now to our late week pickups, those people you might have been toying with early in the week and are still there in your pool. I'm going to start it off. He's a defender. He's a red-headed genetic freak that I hate. It's Vlosten.
That's some strong words, buddy.
I can't stand this bloke. But with no Cochran back this week, and if he plays that midfield role again, can't see why he can't score again, especially when that defender pool's so weak.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Don't mind that at all. If we're staying on defenders, I'll go Callum Mills.
Yep.
Not in every format he's a defender, but we know the defenders are scoring well against Richmond. He had a bit of a down game last week. I think he's going to get it back on track this week.
Yeah, and staying with that defenders, only if he plays on the wing, that is Jeremy Howe. He's 74% of teams, but he's a forward and defender in ultimate, but just got to see where he's lined up in the team sheets. But yeah, if he's lockdown defender, forget about it, but if he's on the wing, have a crack.
Yeah, my next defender, well, my last defender is Taylor Giray. Really high.
Good call.
Well, we're really high on him at the start of the year, and he had a couple of great scores, but then it sort of got to the point where you just had to drop him. But I think this week against Fremantle, there's really nothing to suggest he can't score well for, you know, defenders are scoring okay against Freo. So I think, Hawthorn are probably going to have a pretty big win because, this is a thing. Hawthorn's percentage is terrible, right? I really think, like, they're going to go for the jugular on whenever they can. So,
well, speaking of having a big win and the jugular, if you want to stream this guy as a forward, he's only in 49% of teams. The Poppy, he's out there and could kick a bag against a depleted Freo.
Yeah, I love that call, man. I thought you were going to say Charlie Dixon, but...
no, I've already picked him up. But no, Poppy, man, he's there in our listener league, but could kick a bag against, a pretty poor Freo defence.
Yeah, he certainly could. I got Charlie Dixon down. He's trending in the right direction in terms of scores. I think, key forwards are doing okay against Carlton. I could see him.
At Eddie Hat too, so no wind or weather to contend with.
Yeah. Should be all right. If you needed a potential... Well, he's probably more of a super coach play, I guess, but he's certainly got the tools to put together a big score.
And I've got a midfielder here. Did all right last week because Freo don't really care anymore. It's Daniel Pearce, only in 50% of teams. I just think with Ross Lyon's game plan going out the window... these guys are just going to get an opportunity to just get the pill and have a kick, I think.
Yeah, that's not a bad call.
I don't see him locking down and keeping it to, 40 points or whatever Ross likes to keep it to. I just see him kick the ball, have fun, go play football.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. I got one more forward before I go to the mids. That's Alex Fasolo for Collingwood. He's really having a great year.
Yeah, he really is.
Making the most of basically zero opportunities against the Brisbane defence. I feel like it's a chance. Like, I'm loving playing key forwards against Brisbane, but Collingwood, I'm not rolling Mason Cox or Darcy Moore out there, to be honest.
What about Jesse White? Jesse White, he scored 86 last week.
And I feel like 86 in Jesse White from my fantasy football team. But, yeah... Yeah, Alex Fasolo, I just feel like he's someone who could do pretty well.
Yeah,
if you needed a forward. And you may well, because you might be the poor bastard who's got Toby Green and...
Devin Smith.
And Devin Smith and Michael Barlow in your team.
Yeah, big time. And if you do want any sort of good score this week, just pick up any small forward against Collingwood. Like, even Louis Taylor, if he's in your pool, grab him, because he's going to probably score well against Collingwood.
Yeah. I got, as a midfielder, I got Sam Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Not one of my favourite players, but we've seen Mid score pretty well against Essendon. Daniel Wells is out, we know that. So Sam Gibson's a runner. He could be someone they look to give the ball to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
I'm all out of lightweight pickups anymore.
I got Nick Graham, if you needed a low-end mid. If he gets named, obviously he's on the extended bench.
If he gets named, that's probably going to be a good pickup because that's going to be a pretty contested game, you would think.
And just as a ruck, I got Matty Cruiser. Obviously, playing sole ruck now, that's going to help his scores. Going up against Jackson Trengove in the ruck, we saw, we know Jackson Trengove scored really well last week, but it was really built on his possessions. He got absolutely annihilated in the hitouts. Steph Martin had 50.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, Steph Martin absolutely destroyed him. So
I think Cruz's ruck work should be a lot better.
Oh, big time. Big time.
And maybe if you're really stuffed, one of the Cats guys, because rucks are scoring pretty well against Sam Jacobs. I can't tell you who to pick, Stanley or Smith. Say they seem Smith. To take turns in scoring well and crap.
Well, wasn't it this time last year when Reece Stanley had that massive game?
He had one massive game and then got injured.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was over in Adelaide, so. It's just sitting in my head, that's all.
It was definitely against Port.
Yeah, I remember being against Port, but I wasn't sure if it was over in Adelaide or at Simmons Stadium, that's all.
Yeah, I'm not sure where, but it was definitely Port.
But that wraps up our late week pickups for the week. Moving on to questions. I believe we've got a couple of questions this week, Steve.
Yeah, we had some questions. Aaron Raven wrote to us on Facebook and he asked, he had a trade proposition, Scully and Biggs for Jack Stephen and the package.
Who's he got? Did he say who he had? And
I'm not sure. I know which side I want.
I'd be sticking with the package and Jack Stephen.
Yeah, so if you've got those guys, I'd be holding them if you're getting the trade. If you're getting them
like
in the
Scully,
trade,
yeah,
do it.
Having a great year and a quality player, but you're still going to probably lose out, 5 to 10 points per game, you would think, overall. And Biggs, he's gone a bit cold of late for me.
Yeah, well, he was scoring okay, but I just don't think he's that great a player, to be honest. I'd prefer Stringer.
Yeah, Stringer's got that massive upside, and Biggs is just that pretty much role player for me. But still a quality player, but yeah, no, I'd like the Stephen and the package.
Yeah, well, I can captain Stephen. I don't feel like I can captain Tom Scully. As good a year as he's having.
Yeah, yeah. Big kahuna for that one.
And Daniel Nesbitt asks, does tomato sauce go in the fridge or the pantry? Jono?
In my house, it is in the pantry. Always been in the pantry in my house.
You're a frickin' monster. That's where I'm going to say that. It's definitely going
in. Keep refrigerated after opening? It never does.
What?
Does it say keep refrigerated after opening?
I don't know. I don't care because it should go in the fridge.
Why?
Because that's where all my other sauces go. I put my soy sauce in the fridge.
Soy sauce in the fridge?
Yeah,
really?
I got my soy sauce in there. I got my I love my mayo.
Yeah, wow, you've been friends for a long time. You learn a lot. This is the first, mate. Soy sauce in the fridge? Nah.
Soy sauce is in the fridge. The barbecue sauce is in the fridge. The tomato sauce is in the fridge. The mayo is in the fridge. The peri-peri mayo is in the fridge. What other sauce do I have? Oh, the mustard's in the fridge. The only thing I wouldn't put in the fridge would be like...
Mustard in the fridge?
Yeah, mustard. Everything is in the fridge.
What sort of freak show are you living in? No. I got mayo.
You gotta
that's
have
about
mayo.
It. Mayo's in the fridge. Yeah. That's about it.
Everything's in the fridge. It's on the one little shelf. I know where it is.
I've got my garlic aiolis and my super spicy chili sauces in the fridge, but the main condiment sauces are in the pantry. Your barbecue, your tomato, your mustard, your soy sauce, all in the pantry.
You're just a monster.
I disagree, my friend.
I'm gonna go call my good bud Donald Trump, and
I'm gonna call on our good friends on social media. Them to settle this debate, Steve. I think got to put this out. Twitter poll.
Twitter poll.
Let our listeners decide. Where do you keep your condiment sauces?
No, I'll just say tomato sauce. That was the question.
Yeah, tomato sauce. Fridge or pantry? It'd be a 24-hour poll. Go team pantry.
No. Go team fridge. Jesus.
If you'd like to vote for us, do go over to Twitter where we are, at the Draft Doctors. Hit team pantry. I'd really appreciate it. Or head over to Facebook.com where there'll be another poll. Can you do polls on Facebook?
I don't know. I haven't done one.
I don't know if you can.
Maybe.
But,
you should be able to.
Yeah. If we can, we'll put that up there as well. Go over to Facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Hit Team Pantry. And
Team Pantry. What is this? Frickin' Twilight?
Yeah. Jesus. But with sauce.
Yeah. What sort of sauce do you like? I'm really...
I'm a big chili sauce type fan.
No, but what brand of tomato sauce? Like, I'm militant that it has to be Big Red, otherwise it's just freaking disgusting.
Whatever's cheap.
No, it has to be Big Red, man. If it's not Big Red, you just... I don't know, you're playing with fire.
Rosella was big in the family. My old man was a big Rosella fan. He's a big
really?
Rosella fan. Yeah, he's always been Rosella in the Crockett household.
Hmm.
But me, because I'm a massive tomato sauce fan, so...
No, it's because you're a tight ass.
Yeah.
That's why you go for the cheap one.
Aldi, man. Aldi sauce is pretty good.
I don't shop at Aldi because I walked in there once and it was just horrific. What about the Old Crow?
Ooh. Isn't that just the same?
I don't know. It has to be Big Red for me.
Big Red. Or Fountain. I like Fountain sauces. Anything Fountain. That's good. That's what Fountain sauce, love it.
You know what I had before, and it was the most disgusting thing. Well, it wasn't that bad, but it was pretty horrific. I was going to make a toasted sandwich, right? But I ran out of cheese.
Oh,
I know.
Oh no, that's just like the worst. You got to have you like me. You put cheese, ham, tomato, whatever, and then extra cheese.
I just put cheese and whatever I'm eating. I had olives tonight, so I was going to have olive and cheese sandwich.
Interesting combo.
You know what the best is like corn and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. But so I had to have, I didn't have any cheese to have with my toasted sandwich, so I had to have like olives and like the peri-peri mayo. It was okay, but Jesus. Who has a freaking...
It's a toasted cheese sandwich.
Who has a toasted sandwich without cheese?
Yeah.
God damn.
Donald Trump supporters.
Yeah, that one's not taken off. That one's not taken off at all.
No. I think I'll let you win that one.
I didn't win. There was no winners.
There is no winners.
All right. Team Fridge.
Team Pantry. And we'll good luck on your games, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right.